Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller about the city's community camera program.
We're talking about the community camera program in the city of Knoxville. First of all, if you could kind of just give our listeners a little bit of background information about this program, kind of how it came to be here in the city of Knoxville.
Yeah, so first of all, this is not a new creation by the city of Knoxville. We borrowed it. In fact, we borrowed a lot of the wording that you'll see here on our website from a metro suburb of Des Moines. So, you know, this is nothing new to Knoxville. We started our program about a year ago. We were pretty heavy on promoting it, and then it just kind of fell off, you know, with COVID and everything going on. So now, after a recent meeting with other law enforcement leaders, and they were talking about starting their camera program, I decided that it was time that we need to start pushing it and trying to, you know, make it widely known throughout the community that we do have this program.
On that note, let's kind of talk about an overview of how this program actually works then.
So if you live within the city limits of Knoxville, you call us and you say, my name is so-and-so, I live at such and such address, and I have these cameras. I have a camera that points at my driveway on the north side. I have a camera in my backyard on the south side, you know, maybe on the east or on the west side, whatever that is. And I would like to register for the camera program. You can also sign up for it on our website as well. So what we do then is we go into our database and we mark down that this address has these cameras, you know, so that way, if a crime ever happens in your area, whether it's the theft of a bicycle, you know, a motor vehicle theft, an assault, anything like that, we can go back and see who in that area has cameras, and then we can go out and try to elicit their help in helping us solve that crime.
So when it comes to solving crimes then, kind of talk about the process you go through if you want to view certain footage then.
Yeah, so if, say that a car burglary happens in the 400 block of East Douglas Street, we will look on our database. Actually, we'll probably look while we're there around the area for cameras. And if you have cameras on your home, you're probably going to be getting a knock on the door, you know, saying, hey, we noticed that you have cameras. Is there any way that you could look between this time and this time? Or, you know, can we look together? And obviously, that's going to be up to the homeowner. You know, and kind of like we talked about before too, if there's a series of crimes, a series of car burglaries throughout the town, we might be able to follow the person, you know, from the first burglary to the last, you know, depending on how much information we have and, you know, just kind of the path and the route, you know, we might even be able to, lead the person from where they're leaving to where they're going, right? So that could be very helpful to us and for victims of crime.
And there's been maybe, I don't know if you'd say confusion, but comments I've seen on social media about this program when you guys recently posted it here, that it's not, there's nothing nefarious going on. It's all consent-based, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. We don't want usernames and passwords to anybody's cameras. All we are looking for is if you have cameras and a crime happens in your area, if you are willing to help us solve that crime, we would like your name and your contact information, what cameras you have and where they point, and go from there.
Is there anything else that we haven't talked about this program that you want to make sure the folks know about?
No, I think, you know, there was every time that we posted this on our social media, there's always some person saying, you know, I can't imagine how they won't abuse that, or that we're a, you know, we're spying on people. That is, could not be further from the truth. This is, like you said, John, it's a consent-based program. If you have cameras, let us know if a crime happens in your area. You know, we may give you a call, we may knock on your door and ask you to look, or, you know, and go from there. It's another way for the police department to work with the community and the community to work with the police department to make our community safer overall.
Thanks to Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.